have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day. This is Winning Wednesday. Winning Wednesday. So we want to just continue to bless God on today. This is the day that he has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad. Blessed are the peacemakers. Today you are a peacemaker. We decree and declare that you may your words be sweet and with grace as they enter the ears of every hearer as you go out this morning on this inauguration day.
Yeah, I know this, that you are the what?
The light.
The light. That's why we teach it all week here. We come on this here airwave to encourage you. You cannot become discouraged. You cannot be cast down. You cannot let your soul be cast down. And we're here to motivate you that you are the light. Now, watch what Jesus says in the 39th verse. We didn't get there yesterday. John 9:39, right?
And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see,
come on,
and that those who see may be made blind.
Come on. So Jesus says, I come to let the blind what? See. Those who know that you don't know this word, you don't know God. It's the metaphor here Jesus is using. He says, I come so you will see, because I am the what? The light. I'm the light of the world. Come on, somebody, this day, this Wednesday, this historic day, you need to walk out there and you let your light so shine before men that they will see something good in you and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Am I talking to you this morning? This day, you have to make a quality decision that you are the light of the United States of America. You are the light of your community. You are the light of your home. You are the light in your business. Your business need you.
Yes.
Because you are the light.
Yes.
I can show you everywhere in Scripture where the Christian, the believers, the world need them. Potiphar need Joseph. Joseph didn't need Potiphar. Potiphar need Joseph.
Pharaoh needed Joseph.
Joseph. Come on, somebody.
All of Egypt and the surrounding countries needed Joseph and the wisdom and the insight that he had and the benefit of his obedience. Joseph received, he received the word from God of what to do, how to prepare for something that was 7 years off. He said, he interpreted the dreams, he said all interpretations belong unto God, and he interpreted those dreams of Pharaoh, and he received the plan right then and there at the interpretation of the dream. God also gave him the plan to release, to be able to sustain them for the 7 years of famine that were coming following the 7 years of plenty. And Pharaoh said, aha, the one who is able to interpret the dream, the one who is able to give the instruction, that is the one who is also able to administer it. And he appointed him over all. So Joseph, he had to be obedient during the 7 years of plenty. Sometimes the hardest time to be obedient is during the plenty.
Yes.
Because when we got the plenty, we're not so worried about God oftentimes. So sometimes it's easier to be obedient during the times of famine because he is our sole source. But during the times of plenty, sometimes we get caught up in this whirlwind of substance and all the things that we have, and we think that we may have got it in our own means.
No,
and we
don't
need God so much. But Joseph, he had to be obedient during the 7 years of plenty, and that kept him to be able to put aside that 20% every time there was grain. Every time, 20% had to go into the storehouse of Egypt. Every time, which means a fifth of what they had went into the storehouse over a period of 7 years, going into 7 years of famine. Now, it doesn't make mathematical sense that 20% of the grain during the 7 years of plenty sustained 100% of Egypt and the surrounding nations for 7 years of famine. It doesn't make mathematical sense, but when we do things in obedience to what God says, according to our possessions and our finances, he makes a way and he multiplies it. Because there's no way 20% becomes 100%. 20%
become 100%.
And it had to be more than 100%, because not only was it sustaining those who sowed into the storehouse,
it
was sustaining those in the surrounding countries, in the surrounding nations.
Yes.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people who were turning then to them because they were obedient during the time of plenty. They were obedient during the time of famine, and they followed God's plan. He had the light. Joseph had the light of administration. He had the light of dream interpretation. He used the giftings that God gave him. Despite the circumstances, came into Egypt as a slave, but ended up going to prison for doing the right thing.
He has the light.
But he had the light.
Hey, you want me to tell you one more? Saul need the light that David has. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, when the spirit vexed Saul and he was tormented, he called for who?
David.
All right. Come on, somebody. He called. If David didn't need Saul, Saul needed David. You are the light. I feel like jumping up onto these seats here this morning to know.
Yeah, Saul was the presiding king.
Yeah.
But he needed David.
Needed David.
He was the presiding king.
He needed David. There was something that is troubling him. And the answer was in David because David was the light. And David showed Israel that he was the light. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and then even Ahab, as wicked as Ahab was, as wicked as he was, he needed Elijah.
Of course. They always.
To open the heavens.
They always. You got to know who you are as believers. I feel like shouting. When you know who you are. That's why you got to get Pastor Diane's book on Believers' Right. Believers' Authority. The authority that you have as a believer. And that's why she always says, this one, those who know, that one. Because those who know do.
Yes. So we want to invite you to go to Transformed Publishing website. It's www.transformedpublishing.com. And then there is a bookstore on there. If you click on the bookstore, there's another tab for 25% off retail prices where you could buy direct. So if you click that, you'll see Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work. And you'll see my books on there, The Robe of Many Colors, The Believer's Authority, and the children's book, Exploring the Fruits of the Spirit with Joy. And you will also see all the Make Life Work t-shirts. So place an order through the website. All orders over $30, it's free shipping. So go ahead and go on there. Everything's 25% off right now, all retail prices. So that is www.transformedpublishing.com. Go on there and get your Make Life Work t-shirt and your Make Life Work book. And soon, and very soon, coming in March, Pastor Beckford's coming out with a new book,
Business Smart.
And then another one, Becoming a Woman of Power, from Pastor Kim's memento, her memoirs. Her memoirs of power.
Woman of power. She wants you to understand. Oh, it's so powerful. You got to support what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Follow what God is doing, and you will end up in the right place.
Yes.
You hear that? Mm-hmm. Follow what God is doing, and you will end up in the right place.
Yes, there is great treasure inside of you. There is great treasure in that earthen vessel.
Oh, we are excited. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, oh man, I hear that pastor. Who's that pastor? He's screaming. No, I ain't screaming. I'm just excited, brother. I shout. You know, for those who like football, if you like the Chief, and when they win, you don't keep silent. You shout, you scream, man.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard here in Cocoa. 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We have services Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also have a premiere program through Celebration Tabernacle Facebook page on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. called Family Enrichment Night. So every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. we premiere Family Enrichment Night. So it starts at 7 o'clock and it's usually about 30-40 minute broadcast. And if you don't get it during that time, it's archived right there on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So you can go back and see it again and again.
Oh, man, we're so excited about this truth, this revelation. This revelation what? Knowledge. See, I have a revelation of what? When you have a revelation, you have knowledge. So when I says I caught that revelation, that means I caught the knowledge.
Yeah. Knowledge. It's the layers are peeled back.
It's not spooky. Mm-hmm. You understand? So we got to get all this church jargon and spooky stuff out of our mind and become very practical, because we serve a practical God. Mm-hmm. We serve a God that is not hidden. When he's in your life, he can be seen and fruit produced. Mm-hmm. Nothing spooky, nothing magical. Some people think, oh, I become a Christian, there's something magical. No, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. You're looking for that magical stuff, you're going to be lost. God is a God of knowledge. Mm-hmm. God is a God of wisdom. God is a God of understanding. He who follows him does not stumble because he has knowledge. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You got to check all the people who follow God in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Go check their life. They were walking in wisdom. They were walking in knowledge. And because of that, they did not stumble, you know. And that's why my favorite scripture, not the only, but one of my favorite scripture, Pastor Dad, you know it, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, man, is one of my favorite. I have many favorite, but Deuteronomy chapter 28 is one of my favorite. Tremendous scripture. And I give it to you. When you read it, he says, if you
diligently obey
yes.
the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully yes. all his commandments,
uh-huh.
which I command you today.
When?
That today.
Today. We already talked about when.
Today. That the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city.
Yeah.
And blessed shall you be in the country.
Yes, come on.
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and
everything.
The offspring of your flocks.
Everything.
Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face.
Yes.
They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
You do it.
Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you.
Hallelujah.
That was Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Walk in that power today. God got you. We do not go by what it looks like. We go by what the Word of God says. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath, as Nick said. We're a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. That just means that we read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time in the Word, and then I and Akos come down to the studio here at the Merritt Island campus, the East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter on the air, and then we talk about wherever God sort of points us in the chapter. Now,